Last holdout signs on to the spending bill. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema says she will move forward with support of the $473 billion spending bill after winning a concession to remove a provision on carried interest tax. It likely means all 50 Democrats in the Senate will vote for the bill, setting up a possible tie-breaking vote by Vice President Harris. As a budget reconciliation measure, it needs only a simple majority to pass. The Senate now scheduled to begin debate on it tomorrow. FBI Director Christopher Wray told the Senate's Judiciary Committee Thursday allegations that senior FBI officials covered up information about Hunter Biden's laptop prior to the 2020 election are deeply troubling. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley says, though, the director is not taking accountability.
The FBI colluded with the big tech companies, by the way, to try and bury the Hunter Biden story, to try to protect Joe Biden, to try to interfere, frankly, in the reporting about the 2020 election. And it looks like they got by with it. And it looks like nobody's been disciplined and nothing's been done about it. And I tell you what, that is a big, big problem.
Members of the Secret Service said the U.S. Park Police rushed to the aid of four people struck by lightning across the street from the White House last evening.
Their officers witnessed this lightning strike and immediately began to render aid to the four victims, which is very critical in helping with survivability.
That's Vito Maggiolo, spokesperson for the D.C. Fire and EMS Department, who says two men and two women were critically injured in the strike at Lafayette Square Park. The Arizona Republican primary for governor has been called in favor of Carrie Lake, the former news anchor who'd been endorsed by former President Trump, beating Karen Taylor Robeson by about 2%. New Mexico State Police say people have been hurt in Gallup as an SUV was driven into the city's annual intertribal ceremonial parade. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
There's a new warning about polio in suburban New York City.
New York State health officials have issued a more urgent call for unvaccinated children and adults to get inoculated against polio. They're citing new evidence of possible community spread of the virus. The polio virus has now been found in seven different wastewater samples in two adjacent counties north of New York City. So far, only one person has tested positive, an unvaccinated adult who suffered paralysis. But officials say, based on earlier polio outbreaks, there may be hundreds of other people who have been infected but have no symptoms yet. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Another heat wave is triggering heat advisories for a big swath of the country's midsection on Friday.
South Dakota, southward, down through Texas. Mid and upper 90s and lower 100s, you know, with some records possible.
That's meteorologist Tony Fracasso at the National Weather Service. Meanwhile, heavy rain is forecast Friday and Friday night in flood-ravaged eastern Kentucky. A showdown is brewing in Florida as the governor suspends a state prosecutor for not doing his job.
If the governor thinks he can do a better job, then he should run for state attorney, not president.
Hillsborough County State Attorney Andrew Warren fired back at Governor DeSantis, the Republican who insists the state's new 15-week abortion ban be enforced. Warren has been twice elected as prosecutor. It's because of that Warren levies an accusation.
This is the governor trying to overthrow democracy here in Hillsborough County.
Governor DeSantis says Warren's refusal to enforce the ban violates the oath of his office. Warren says he's still the duly elected attorney, but DeSantis has named County Judge Susan Lopez to serve during the suspension. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Wall Street mixed on a Thursday. Early morning Dow futures are trading about 75 points higher. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.